Good evening, men and women. I'm going to be relatively brief. You know, about a year and a half ago, I was visiting a soup kitchen in my neighborhood, and I was carrying a black zip-up bag, and I happened by mistake to put it down in the wrong place, and it was my mistake. I turned my back for a few minutes, and when I came back to where I had left the bag, it was gone. Apparently, someone had just made off with it while my back was turned, and there was nothing that I could do. Whoever it was, they were pretty fast. I never saw that bag again. But fortunately for me, there was no cash or money in the bag. The only thing that was in there was a Bible, a small pocket mirror, and some of my personal papers. I have no idea what that person did with what he got. I mean, what can anybody do with my papers? And what's he going to do with a mirror and a Bible? You know, he could, I suppose, turn to open the Bible and turn to chapter 20 of the book of Exodus, and there he would read, "Thou shalt not steal." And then I suppose he'd find the mirror, look in the mirror, and think to himself, "This means you." But you know, in the gospel, there's a story about a woman with a box of very expensive ointment. Now, she does this in front of everybody, and one of the disciples, a man named Judas, was there, and Judas started complaining about the fact that she had poured out this expensive perfume, and he said, "Why wasn't this ointment sold and the money given to the poor?" Now, the scripture says that the reason he said this is not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and he had the money bag. That means that if anybody made donations to the ministry, the money was given to Judas, and it was Judas's responsibility to give some of the money to the poor. But nobody could be sure just how much of the money actually went to the poor, because Judas had his own system where basically he was saying, "Some for me, and some for you. Some for me, and some for you." That's how he was giving to the poor. The scripture says that Judas was a thief. Now, Judas Iscariot is probably the most well-known traitor in all of history. But before this man, Judas, betrayed his master with a kiss, he had already become a common thief. And Judas had a heart problem. He had some greed in his heart, and he had some unbelief in his heart. You know, the scripture says, "The human heart is deceitful above all else and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Judas didn't know his own heart. You see, Judas didn't care for the poor, He didn't care about Jesus. I'm not even sure he really cared about himself, because ultimately he hung himself. But unfortunately, there's a little bit of Judas in each one of us. The good news is that Jesus came to forgive sinners and to give sinners a new life and a new direction. So you don't have to be like Judas. You don't have to go where Judas went. Now you may be asking, where did Judas go? Well, he said, "Woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had never been born." Where did Judas go? Well, he went to a place that I don't want to go to. And we don't have to go where Judas went, because Jesus Christ came to save sinners.
Amen.
Thank you.